Hello, it's Mike Hutchinson here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Sia Vare. We continue our news items, starting with a whole load of stories concerning our roads. They're being dug up, widened, closed for running races, and most annoyingly of all, also being used for boy races.
The £90 million work to dual just over 1.6 miles of the A47 between Norwich and Acol will begin in the autumn, highway bosses have confirmed. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps announced on Wednesday that the dualling scheme between Blowfield and North Burlingham could go ahead. And National Highways, the government-owned organisation which will build the road, has confirmed work will start in October. It says the newly dualled section is due to open to traffic in the summer of 2024. A new two-lane dual carriageway will be built 70 miles south of the existing road. Safety improvements will be made to the Yarmouth Road junction, closing the right turn and adding a dedicated lane to join the A47. A new bridge will cross over the new dual carriageway to connect Blowfield and North Burlingham and take traffic from Blowfield towards Great Yarmouth. The East Junction, a notorious Gresh black spot, is also being changed, with a new two-tier junction connecting the B1140 South Walsham Road with the B1140 Coxhill Road. Details of what the impact on traffic will be while the work is done have yet to be revealed, but National Highways say it will organise face-to-face public information events from August using engagement vans at venues in areas which will be affected. These will provide information about the scheme and allow officers to answer any questions people have.
The manager of a fibre optic company has explained why the streets are being dug up as part of a £50 million investment to provide quicker broadband speeds to hundreds of homes across the city. City Fibre has networks across 65 towns and cities across the UK, with plans to bring full fibre broadband to up to 8 million homes by the end of 2025. Costing £46 billion, the project has been funded by a range of investors, including the big European banks, but with no cost to the taxpayer. Norwich itself is seeing a £50 million pumped into providing improved broadband speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second. Telec is managing traffic and roadworks for Norwich in cooperation with Norfolk County Council, while City Fibre is the overall sponsor for managing the project.
More than £50 million has been added to the cost of the proposed Norwich Western Link Road, which would give it a price tag of £251 million. Inflated construction costs and the need to realign the route due to bats have pushed the cost of the 3.9-mile road up from previous estimates of £198 million, itself a rise on the original £153 million estimate. However, Norfolk County Council insists there remains an overwhelming case for a scheme they say would boost the county's economy, cut congestion and reduce rat running. But they also admit if the government chooses not to cover the bulk of the cost, they could have to consider whether to pull the plug on the controversial scheme. The price hike would mean the road stretching from the A1067 Fakenham Road to the A47 at Honingham, including a viaduct over the River Ensham, would cost about £64 million per mile. The war in Ukraine has been partially blamed for hiking material costs, so the allowance for inflation has been increased from £24 million to £45 million. But moving the road due to the presence of Barbastelle bats has also added costs, including £8.4 million on construction costs and £6.8 million to compensate landowners for land which is needed for realignment.
Families have been rudely awakened by the sounds of boy racers revving up during the early hours of the morning. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council has been in contact with policing teams about the ongoing issue of mopeds making a noise near the Broadland Business Park. It's understood the authority is proactively supporting the police to ensure officers can be sent directly to speak to riders responsible. People living in Pound Lane, Oak Lane, Furze Road, Yarmouth Road and St William's Way were among those to be woken up around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, as the sounds of revving left people feeling exhausted the next day. County Councillor Ian Mackey, who represents the area, said Thorpe St Andrew is a quiet area and antisocial behaviour like this is particularly noticeable. It's unacceptable for locals to have to endure this, and I hope they report it to the Broadland Police and the Safer Neighbourhood team, who are very responsive in taking swift action to try and reduce antisocial behaviour. The councillor said a pattern has emerged in which the lighter evenings tend to bring more noise from the mopeds buzzing around the town late at night.
A number of city centre roads are to close for Run Norwich in July, with drivers warned their cars will be removed if they are parked on affected streets. The event takes place on Sunday, July 17th, and will see those living in King Street and Riverside Road forced to move their parked cars ahead of the race, with most main roads around the city centre closed. And Run Norwich is still planning for runners to race down St Stephen Street, despite ongoing roadworks, which are planned to last until July 31st. Norfolk County Council is planning to reopen part of the carriageway on the day to allow runners to make their way down it before closing it again afterwards. Thousands of runners are expected to pound the city streets, with roads to be closed in order to ensure the safety of spectators and participants.